You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Friday, September 20th. I'm Ben Walsh, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $35 billion. That's how much Airbnb has been valued at by private market investors. On Thursday, the vacation rental company issued a simple, one-sentence press release saying it intends to go public in 2020. If its IPO is successful, it would join richly valued, venture-backed companies like Uber and Lyft in the public markets. But as has been the case with Uber and Lyft, there is significant regulatory risk surrounding Airbnb's business model. In some of the company's biggest markets, certain types of short-term rentals are illegal. The next number up is $648 million. That's how much software company Datadog raised in its IPO on the NASDAQ. The company lets businesses monitor their software in an online dashboard. Their product is in demand because more and more companies rely on cloud-based software systems. Earlier this year, the company rejected an acquisition offer from Cisco Systems and chose instead to pursue a public listing. That's according to Bloomberg. On Thursday, investors seemed to reaffirm that decision. Datadog shares rose 39% on their first day. Our last number is 530. That's how many lung disease cases related to vaping have now been identified by the Centers for Disease Control. That's more cases than previously known. 7 people have died from related ailments, and according to the Wall Street Journal, a criminal probe into vaping-related illnesses is underway. The illnesses and deaths come as vaping companies are undergoing increased scrutiny, in part because e-cigarettes have proven particularly popular with middle and high school students. To make vaping less appealing, the Food and Drug Administration is expected to roll out a ban on flavored nicotine pods. New York State and Michigan have already banned flavored e-cigarettes. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Friday, September 20th. I'm Ben Walsh, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know on Monday. Have a great weekend.